Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Sarith Hawk. Last year, the Trump administration overhauled the federal Medicaid program. Then California's version, known as Medi-Cal, also saw major changes of its own.
Essentially, all of this uncertainty is now being reflected in record disenrollment of undocumented immigrants from full-scope Medi-Cal.
We break down how healthcare policy shakeups are being felt by immigrants. But first, these headlines. A Valley congressional candidate says he is advancing to the general election. The count is still happening for thousands of ballots for House District 22. Democrat Randy Villegas will face off with David Valadao. The race is considered a toss-up and appears to have benefited from Democratic gerrymandering. Democratic votes outnumbered Republican votes in last week's primary. As California election officials continue counting ballots from last week's primary election, voting advocates say these workers need more state funding to be able to count faster. Kim Alexander is with the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation. She's among the advocates pushing for $91 million in state funding this year to help counties pay for updated election equipment, additional staff, and voter outreach.
Many counties are operating out of election offices that are 50 or more years old, and they don't have the space or the capacity for the equipment or the staff they need to accelerate the vote count. So that's a big barrier.
State lawmakers are set to approve a main budget this month and will continue voting on budget bills through the summer. Several Valley hospitals have received notices that they're not complying with federal requirements around cost disclosures. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez-Delgado reports on how the Trump administration is trying to tighten enforcement around price transparency.
The Associated Press obtained an exclusive list of 500 hospitals that got notices from the federal government. The hospitals were warned that they are not disclosing basic pricing information. The Trump administration argues that lack of transparency is keeping healthcare costs higher than they should be. The letters were sent out as far back as April. KVPR reviewed the list published by the Associated Press and found three Valley hospitals got the letters. They include Madera Community Hospital, Bakersfield Behavioral Healthcare Hospital, and Cahuilla Delta Rehabilitation Hospital in Visalia. A Trump official told the Associated Press more hospitals could get letters as enforcement is tightened. Hospitals that don't comply with the cost warnings could face fines as high as $2 million a year. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
The city of Fresno could put millions toward lowering the costs of childcare for residents. City Councilmember Tyler Maxwell wants the city to partner with programs like First 5 Fresno County and disperse more than $3 million to local residents and businesses to help alleviate the costs of childcare. Maxwell unveiled a plan Monday on how the city could budget resources and conduct a one-year pilot program. He's introducing a resolution to establish the Family Affordability and Child Care Access Commission to lead the effort.
Your support of KVPR is more than a donation. It's a declaration. It's taking a stand for your right to be informed, to ask questions, and get real answers. At a time when media companies are consolidating left and right, public radio is one of the last truly independent sources of information. This station is now 100% community supported. Make your declaration and donation today at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. California's version of the federal Medicaid program is known as Medi-Cal. Millions of Californians at or near the poverty line depend on the program for free or low-cost health coverage. Typically, undocumented immigrants don't qualify. That changed in 2024 when California made history as the first state in the nation to open access for all income-eligible residents, regardless of legal status. Healthcare advocates called it a victory. But 2 years later, that landmark decision has been effectively dismantled by a number of forces at the state and federal level. Sweeping changes in legislation have led to a sharp drop in enrollment for the undocumented population. I spoke with Selena Arredondo, a reporter who's been tracking the data for our news partner, Public Health Watch. She says the full scope of the impact is yet to be seen, with even more cuts expected this year.
Undocumented immigrants have historically made up the largest share of uninsured individuals in the state. So California, in an effort to lower its uninsured numbers, has set out on this mission for over the past decade to expand Medi-Cal for all, essentially healthcare coverage for everyone. And this mission's played out in phases. So in 2016, California opened Medi-Cal to all low-income children, regardless of immigration status. And then in 2020, it did the same for young adults. In 2022, it did so for older adults. And just 2 years ago, in 2024, California did its final Medi-Cal expansion to all low-income residents of any age, regardless of immigration status. And this was a really big celebratory moment, not just for the undocumented immigrants that it opened healthcare access to, but also frontline workers, clinicians, and advocates who have been on the front lines and on the ground doing the work to enroll people and, in some cases, offer care. But all of that brings me to today, where we're seeing a seismic shift in the state's policy, essentially shuttering some of the cornerstones of this Medi-Cal expansion program at a time when there are also very real cuts happening to Medicaid on the federal side of things. And essentially, all of this uncertainty is now being reflected in record disenrollment of undocumented immigrants from full-scope Medi-Cal.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about this landmark sort of movement towards coverage for everyone. At one point, you said it peaked to nearly 1.5 million enrollees. Are we talking specifically about people without legal status in that number?
Well, the California Department of Healthcare Services is the entity that runs Medi-Cal and releases its enrollment data. And they do so with some caveats. Because of the nature of this expansion program, a narrow scope of lawfully present immigrants, mainly some green card holders in the 5-year waiting period, may be included in the count. But by and large, these are overwhelmingly undocumented immigrants who are enrolled. So that said, the most recent numbers that we can see show 86,000 immigrants have left Medi-Cal in January and February. And that is the largest 2-month enrollment drop in the history of this expansion program. And if you compare those numbers to overall Medi-Cal enrollment, meaning compared against those who are not in the expansion program, we see that this demographic of undocumented immigrants is disenrolling at a rate 6 times higher than everyone else.
And, you know, you mentioned that we talked about there being a lot of forces that have sort of ramped up to what we're seeing with the disenrollment, including state and federal actions. Can you talk about some of the things that started to sort of create this domino effect, maybe at the state level first?
Sure. There's a lot of reasons behind why someone might disenroll, and the standard reasons would be lapses in paperwork or changes to income. But this consistent of a downturn is, as I mentioned earlier, more likely due to external forces. In June of last year, in contrast to the sort of careful planning and phased expansion that we saw behind the creation of this Medi-Cal expansion program, we then saw the state move to suddenly put a sweeping halt on everything. So beginning January 1st of this year, an enrollment freeze went into effect on the adult Medi-Cal expansion program. So while undocumented children can still access care, undocumented adults age 19 and up can no longer enroll. And that freeze has a twofold effect. It not only stops new immigrants from entering, but it also stops current enrollees from re-entering. So anyone currently in the program who lapses on paperwork or payments for over 90 days will lose their full scope Medi-Cal coverage permanently. We're now in what you can think of as a sort of grandfathered in situation where the roughly 1.3 million undocumented immigrants who rely on this Medi-Cal expansion program are at risk of losing full scope care.
And why do you think that Governor Newsom and Democrats in California made these changes after what it seemed like had been a very deliberate move to create this expansion for everyone?
Yeah, so there's a lot that's happened since the peak of this Medi-Cal expansion program in May of last year. And one of the notable things that's happened since then is that President Trump passed his federal budget and spending bill that will cut a massive amount of funds from Medicaid. It'll also specifically off-ramp a large amount of lawfully present immigrants from Medicaid too. And these sort of massive budget cuts expected to pull about $1 trillion from Medicaid over the next 9 years, they put a lot of states in a really difficult position where those fees from Medi-Cal are now rolling onto the state in a way that has never happened before.
In your story, you talked with Christina Rodriguez. She's a physician assistant at a medical clinic in Woodville. And Woodville is in Tulare County in our area, has about 1,500 residents. A lot of the residents are farm workers. What did you hear from her?
Yes, I was able to shadow a rural health clinic in Tulare County for 2 days. And in that time, I saw almost exclusively Spanish-speaking patients come in seeking care. Through that, I also met a few Medi-Cal expansion patients who are very worried about the future of their health coverage. I met one woman who I'll call Esperanza, who cried when she received the letter telling her that her Medi-Cal dental benefits were going to be eliminated. And she said to me that the prospect of having to just suffer through the pain of, you know, she's in her 70s now. And if she gets sick, you know, God forbid she gets a chronic health illness, that she doesn't know where else she'll have to turn.
And when we're talking about impacting undocumented communities, rural farm worker areas that are concentrated in places like the Central Valley could be really disproportionately affected. Do healthcare officials anticipate what other impacts we could be seeing as more enrollment drops off?
Yes. So one of the other really big changes that is happening to this Medi-Cal expansion program is the introduction of $50 monthly premiums. And this will have big effects on the entire healthcare safety net in California, because for undocumented immigrants themselves, these premiums are just simply unsustainable for a lot of this demographic, and they'll have no choice but to forego healthcare. And as more and more individuals are sort of pushed off this expansion program only to become uninsured, it leads to bottlenecks, longer wait times, and staffing shortages at emergency rooms and in community health clinics where people turn to when they can't find help anywhere else. Especially here in the Valley, where, as you mentioned, a very high proportion of farm workers are undocumented and widespread provider shortages already exist, the implications are really daunting.
Selena Arredondo, reporter with our news partner, Public Health Watch, thanks so much for breaking down your reporting for us.
Thank you.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. You can find Selena's reporting and other local news on our website, kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.